we'll just do, you know, a discussion on the 22nd. Is that good? Is everyone good with that?
Yeah.
Unless there's anything. Just really quickly, I do think we probably, do we want to proceed anything with interior to finish out that keep on the interior of sheetrock on that first floor?
Well, we're not, let's not, let's, we're not discussing that.
I'm saying we want to do that on the 22nd?
Yes.
Okay, so any other new business, gentlemen?
Nope.
Nope? Good? All right, so I would like to adjourn the...
Well, I will speak then.
Yeah, good, good, yeah, good.
I'm not going to give up this opportunity. It'll only take a minute.
Sure.
But I'm concerned about, and maybe this has all been discussed, but about the driveway that runs through the wall and up...
Oh, not happening.
Okay, that's off the table.
Off the table.
Well, wait a minute, I don't think it's off the table. Let me put it this way, you've had one meeting, you had 30 people show up. You had a second meeting, 3 people showed up. We've had 4 letters been written in to the village hotline with directly with regard to the different structures. Mm-hmm. So you've got 30, you've got an overlap of some 3, and then you've got 4 other people. So you've heard of 5% of the population.
We've had a couple of other meetings too, which was good.
Right, I'm just giving factually, that's the fact. Yeah. So 5%, approximately 5 to 10% of the village residents have communicated formally. Informally is a totally separate thing, but just to frame it,
right.
It, as the mayor rightly said, there seems to be an allergic reaction to opening up the wall to the right of the keep, but it's not necessarily off the table, given we only got a 10% of our database. That's my only comment.
We're going to send...
A well-reasoned allergic reaction.
Well, hold on a second. I just want to correct this young man's statistics, because 10% of the people who didn't want to do this showed up, and 90% of the people who did want to put a hole through the wall stayed home.
Maybe.
We don't want to speak for the 90%.
What we're going to do is Alan's going to type up like
I think
a 10,
it's off the table, Jim.
Yeah.
10 question, very simple survey, and we're going to put it within the water bill.
Yeah.
And we'll have it online as well. And if anybody wants to fill that out, and we'll have ways that they can give us that information. To try to get people to at least answer 10 questions, simple. Do you want to break through the wall? Do you want to push the booth back? Do you want to keep just the keep? Do you want to have the booth only? Do you want the booth and the keep?
Is it even an option from the church's point of view?
We're not going to use their property.
It's our property.
We did get a survey.
Yeah.
Lank and Tully did the survey just after the booth was destroyed, mm-hmm. and we did define it. It's 150 feet of the wall is actually the village's wall. Right.
Okay. There's the parking lot of the church's parking lot.
Oh, we're
lot.
Not doing.
No, we're we didn't even go remotely near
no,
that.
No,
yeah.
No, we're near that.
Which parking lot in the back?
Okay, so I don't know where this road would go. Then I thought it was going to the parking lot.
No, that's a different,
There's like 4 or 5 options. Yeah, we're not.
All right, well, let's forget that one.
But Jim, nobody who showed up was in favor of breaking through the wall.
Yeah.
And I know that Michael Bruno, who gave money for the keep and the lodge, is very much against touching that wall.
Yeah.
So you're really, nobody showed up that really wanted to punch through that wall.
Right.
I'd like to make cast a vote for the booth as opposed to using the keep.
Okay.
For the following reasons. We have a gate, which is a very useful thing to have, regardless of its protection of the village, but as a way of communicating with people coming into the park. It is a very useful thing to have. And you can hand out things to groundskeepers if you want to have them do things differently than they're doing them, or if you pass resolutions, and they can be informed. And it seems to me that kind of communication, and communication with people who are visitors, not just groundskeepers, but visitors, and all kinds of people who come through to have the ability to have that kind of communication, rather than this remoteness which exists now, I think is a big advantage.
Okay, can I ask a question just specifically on that? Would you still have the same opinion if the gate guards were behind a glass wall and communicated through an intercom to you with a bank teller drawer, would you still come to that? That wouldn't bother you at all?
Why would you want to do that?
We'll let the officers state that.
Well, don't put the onus on that.
I was just gonna ask them if, how they feel about opening up a window versus for security wise.
Is it up to us?
It's up to us.
Well, it's up to us, but it's, I think, from a police perspective, safety.
They're not policemen, are they?
Sometimes police are in there, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the normal person who's there is not a policeman.
They're in uniform, and they're unarmed.
But they're not policemen.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
But it falls under their union, the police union, for their safety.
But they're part of the PBA?
Yes.
They negotiate contracts?
Yes. So it does fall under the union.
Okay, but they're still not police, but still, they're not armed, are they?
No.
No.
What we found out from Chief Bart, whatever, Bar, whatever?
Bartnowski.
Bartnowski was, they used to be armed, and they, post-80s, I think.
Right.
They no longer were.
So it usually was always armed guards inside there.
So that's all I have. I don't wanna prolong the meeting, because you want.
No, 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 and these are probably, I would say, very similar comments to a lot of people that have voiced.
Yeah.
Yeah, their biggest concern. So, you know, there's been talk of having it a solid type of glass, if they were to be in there, that would not open and close for safety reasons, for their protection. And you would be speaking through an intercom anyway, and be using some sort of a system for them, computer-wise, to give you instructions or for you to get things to them that was secure, that someone couldn't, you know, do something for their safety.
Right, I mean, but that's not required, is it?
I'll leave that up to the police who gives us that guidance for safety. Then that's part of the PBA stuff, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, we've been doing it a different way for 100 years.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Times have changed.
But can they force it?
Can they what?
Can they force you?
I think we'd have to leave that up to the negotiations.
I don't think force is the correct word. My thought is Detective Tatum, nice to meet you. Force isn't the correct word. It's just, if we have a level of safety, to compromise that, it compromises the safety of the entire park. If, say, they were to open the door and they're not armed, if you give up that gate, you have no safety.
It's a trade-off.
Right. And we've been doing things a certain way. I totally agree with you. Unfortunately, like they say, times are changing. We have different threat levels, and we have different things we have to address. I think, to be honest with you, the way we're doing it now is much more secure. If we can get a way to disseminate information the way you're talking about, I think everybody could be happy. I think we could be that much common ground. So force isn't really the right word. It's just, we have to assess and properly address.
Well, you're making a case for the attendant. I'm making a case for at least some people in the park.
Oh, I agree with you, but I'm also making a case for your safety, sir, because if that is compromised, then you don't have
it. Well, it depends on the level of risk.
Yeah, sure.
Which has certainly not been high. We've had no problems.
Okay. I think one of the things, at least I've heard very loudly, you know, from you know, people have commented, is there is a desire to have that connection in one shape, form, or another. And I think one of the things that we have to do is figure out a way of whether how to do that and have a safe working environment for, you know, for the village employees. And hopefully there's a way to do that with just getting it just right. which is what we're going to aim for.
And that's what we're aiming for. So the residents feel that, and I even, you know, the gate guards and the officers have even said they miss that interaction with the residents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so how do we get that and achieve that, just as, you know, Trustee Gluck said, and have your safety and everybody else, you know, and have the appearance. I think the most important thing is that we are strong in our appearance of safety without compromising. So, and the comments we've received from everyone is so good and really helping us, because, you know, it's a lot to think about.
Great, thank you.
So any other comments would be great, anytime. Thank you so much, Jim. All right, if no one has any other comment, I would like to close the special meeting and adjourn. Do I have a second?
And what are we going to, we're going to reconvene later on?
We have,
I thought you had a slew of.
Yes, I was, if we could, just, I need to do a presentation.
You're going to do the presentation, and then we're going to go back?
Yeah, can we? So I would like to, like for 20 minutes. I would like to, adjourn to go into the, not to close the special Board of Trustees meeting, but to enter into a discussion with the, to do the presentation for the officers, for the PBA, for the insurance. And we can just go straight into it. Actually, we could stay in meeting right now. We'll just stay in the meeting.
Off you go.
So we don't even adjourn. Off we go. So I apologize, if you guys want to come up closer. Bob is ill, and he will be here Thursday at 9 at the village, at the key. At the key.
All I'll say is you guys could have had pizza if you'd come at the lunchtime one, but, you know, she's starving us all.
I sent it to them for lunch. They sent it to them.
Is there any pizza left?
I think so. I'd like to take us out, I'd like to go into executive session.
So we're finished with public comment?
Yes, finishing with public comment to discuss employment contracts. Do I have?
Is that the only thing we're discussing?
I think that's the only thing we need to discuss.
Yeah, I'd like to discuss a few not compliant
signs.
Signs that John Ledwith refuses to take care of.
Well, that's an issue. Okay, so employment issue, employment contracts. Anything else, gentlemen?
I don't.
I think that's it?
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
We're going back into general session after this?
We were still in general.
I better, are we going back in afterwards? Probably.
If we need to, and with the option of going back into public session.
Good for you, you get to stay.
I was just, well, Laura, before we go into, before we leave public session.
Sure.
I think there are some public, actual public hearings we have scheduled for next Monday, next Tuesday.
Yes.
That don't yet appear on our website, so we should.
They're under the meetings, the dates of the meetings.
But they're not on sort of page one.
They're not on page one, you have to click on the meetings.
That's how this website works.
So our.
I can put a notice in the middle if you want.
Want to do that?
Yeah, I think sort of as we historically do, because I think when they were announced, the meeting room was pretty empty. And I'd like to avoid the, you know, the criticism that these are flying under the wire.
Put it in the center.
But all we have next week is a Board of Trustees meeting, right?
Right.
Okay.
Who's getting worried?
Yeah.
John, I know John was asking for more meetings. He's got a little bit concerned.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Oh, one thing before we go out. So just to look at the drawing, do we have an idea as a board? Like everybody does, you know, in the sense of, I talked to Chu Yen today in regards to the landscaping plan. I'm going to have Debbie send this to everybody.
More money.
No. This is the landscaping plan of the front, the historical one that they were talking about.
Oh, here it is.
This is it.
Well, let's see.
This is it. So these dots are the trees. That was it.
Yeah.
That was the historical sketch in 1900, what did that say? Six?
Yeah.
So that's it. That's
the historical landscaping plan.
Where's the keynotes?
There's nothing there.
That's what you're seeing here?
I know, there's nothing there.
But that's it.
Look, I know.
Can you send that to me?
Do you want to see it?
No, I see it. No, but can you send me that?
Do you see there's nothing there, though?
I do, but that's.
Are you sending that? Can you send me that?
I'll get you.
Can you send, no, you see, send me the one of another place.
This is the town building.
That's the town building. Here's the entrance.
Yeah, the entrance is right there.
There's a lot of trees. This is the Centennial Wall. I mean, not the Centennial Wall, but the memorial.
Who owns that? The village?
The town.
Town. It's such a pathetic flagpole.
So that's why I'm saying is that
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. This is the thing that they were.
See, when she said that, I
So what we were talking about, what Chu Yin and I were talking about was that there are already trees planted. So they may be, like, we may want a bigger tree and we may want to shift some trees or move them or, you know, I told her we don't want anything in front of the police building because that becomes an ice dam when it rains, when it's snowing. So whatever is done in the front has to be done so people aren't falling when they're walking across, because that's been the biggest concern. The beach that was taken down, you know, what's going to happen there, you know, so.
How much of that triangle do we own? All of it?
Of the triangle?
Where the beach tree was.
I think all of it.
Yes.
I want to say all of it.
People put signs up there.
Yeah, I have a problem with TPS, STEM Academy, and stuff like that. We shouldn't allow signage.
I think there's like a little sliver.
It's fine if it's on the Chase Bank side, but.
No, I'm just wondering.
So what I was saying was that, you know, and you can see through some of the drawings, so there's several things that we should think about. Think about, you know, ice, think about, you know, drinking up the water, putting the lawn back. So, you know, in that regard, you know, I'm sure that there's, you know, the DEC, when they were here today, they are giving us trees and there's programs and they did the walk with us on all the areas today of what we, some invasives you should leave because of the birds and the butterflies, some you don't leave.
Dina paid them off on that one.
No, it was so, was so
Dina paid them off.
You know, the lady was like, you know, some of the stuff you've got to get rid of, you know, like all of that stuff that to me looks like, you know, hay that's just kind of mounded. We have a bush out here that's one of them. They are like those rounded dome.
What kind of shrub
prickly.
Is it? You're talking about the barberries?
No, they're not barberries. They're something else.
The ones that's like right at that property by Tower Hill.
Yeah.
Tower Hill Road.
What are they called?
They're called a.
We have an example of it right outside this window.
It's like a stick with massive thorns.
Yes.
Yes, it's something and stick. Yet, Aristotle's
that,
stick or something
well,
like that.
The stick, you have to hollow out, cut it, hollow it, and then you
poison
it in the middle.
Yeah.
This, you have to just keep cutting down. You just keep cutting down until they just give up. You know, the vines, or certain vines, how you cut them. But anyway, it was really informative. I mean, I was intrigued by it all. The beauty of it is there's not much landscaping we need to do in front of this building.
Can we, in front of this building, we own 3 feet right now in front of where the booth is.
Mm-hmm.
And we own one car of the parking lot. The rest of the asphalted parking lot belongs to the church. Put one car in front of the
right,
keep.
Right, that's it.
Not lengthwise, sideways, you know, shortwise, and that's how much we own. Everything else belongs to the church, and we should be giving it back to the church.
Of the driveway?
Of everything that's asphalted.
No, it's the town, I think.
It's the church. The church belongs to the town, but it's the church's property. We need to.
No, that's asphalted? No. We own that.
Well, when
John's got the survey.
I got the survey.
Yeah.
You don't see it?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to even get on this discussion.
Yeah.
Let's go to executive.
But what I'm getting
we
to
took
the
it in adverse possession.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
What I'm saying on the landscaping
is
that we have room for one police car, and the rest belongs.
It should be grass.
It should be grass, reverted to grass. All that asphalt belongs to the church.
Good. Yeah. Then the church can cut the grass.
Yeah.
Good.
All that land out there belongs to the church. It's not the town's land.
We own
very little of that.
So have you informed us that you're a trustee of the church or the vestry?
I used to be.
Okay.
No, are you talking about, if I'm looking at the keep, all that grass is where the trees are ours.
Dinner.
If you're looking at
dinner.
From 17, if you look at the keep from Route 17.
Right. I think we should schedule a meeting.
If it's theirs, then there's nothing to give
back. This is the meeting that was scheduled.
Mary Jo, one car width is ours. Everything else of the asphalt belongs to the church.